are listening to Modern Jazz Today. This is your host, Jeff Williams. After 25 years as a sideman, Matt DeMeritt has finally made his own album. I'm talking about Fool's Journey. We're going to check into the track, Limbo, from Matt DeMeritt's debut album, Fool's Journey.
Thank you. listening to Modern Jazz Today. We've got a lot of new music coming at you, including a new one by guitarist Mark Lethierry. His new album's called Things of That Nature, and we'll check into the track Nap Time. Then Troy Roberts has a new album out featuring Joey DeFrancesco, Jeff Tane Watson, Emmett Cohen on select tracks. We'll check into the track Wizard of Oz Group off the new album Days Like These. Let's dig in. We'll be right back.
Coming up next on our queue is Chrissy Hynde and the Valve Bone Woe Ensemble. For you Mingus aficionados, you'll recognize this melody. The melody was commonly known as Meditations on Integration, but on Charles Mingus's live Town Hall concert album, he introduced it as Praying with Eric. In that introduction, he also tells a story, and that will give you the reason why Chrissy Hynde named the tune the way she did. The name of the track? Meditations on a Pair of Wire Cutters from the album Valve Bone Woe.
bird mode. Photographer Chavi Bow creates incredible images of birds and their movements by combining his love of photography and technology with his love of birds and nature, as seen in his book titled Ornithographies.
And it's created by the Greek root ornithos, that is birds, and graphis, that is draw.
His images draw the paths that birds trace out in the sky with a special technique.
Through making visible several seconds into a single image. Instead of using a still camera, use a cinema camera, and with all footage, stitch all the frames into a single image. So in this way, we could see something that it's not possible to see a naked eye. It's several seconds clearly in the single shot.
He's especially drawn to European starlings and their chaotic and harmonious movements as a flock, called a murmuration. The starlings fly in a tight, synchronized group, sometimes to avoid a predator.
And it's not only a single group.